There is a massive deadline looming for states that draw water from the Colorado River Basin. That includes Arizona, which takes water from Lake Mead and Lake Powell.
If an agreement on water use and conservation isn't reached by January 31st, the federal government can step in and begin to make conservation decisions for the states. We've covered the story extensively on the show with KJZZ's Brett Jaspers, but now there's another twist in it, this time out of California.
That's right. The Metropolitan Water District of Southern California, that's the water district for Los Angeles, began what is being referred to as defensive withdrawals from Lake Mead. Remember, Lake Mead is severely low, and if LA takes all of the water they've been allotted, it could trigger emergency supply restrictions. So why are they doing this with the agreement deadline so close? Now let's turn to Deborah Kahn, who broke the story for Politico Pro. She covers California environmental policy, and she joins us via Skype. Deborah, can you tell us first, has the Metropolitan Water District said why they're doing this and why now?
Yes, they have, actually. Basically, the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California, which is the largest supplier of treated drinking water in the country, they had been warning that they might have to do this. And what they're doing is they're actually taking out some of their stored surplus in Lake Mead. So the best way that you can think about Lake Mead is kind of like a bank account with banking rules. So it's subject to rules about how much water you can take out so that it doesn't get too empty. And Metropolitan is allowed to take that surplus water that it has in there out, except if the lake drops below a certain level.
Right.
So it might drop below that level sometime this year, either with or without this drought contingency plan in place. And so without it in place, the rules will kick in pretty soon, preventing California from taking out its portion, Metropolitan.
Is this sort of a mad grab for water because the deal deadline is soon and the levels are so low? I guess, is there a concern that this is what everybody's going to have to do?
I don't think there's a concern that it's going to be a mad grab. So Metropolitan is taking it out at a rate of about 25,000 acre feet a day, which by the end of the year would remove about 300,000 acre feet. So that would reduce the lake level about 5 feet, but it's actually expected to, as a result of lower than expected inflow, drop about that much over the course of the year anyway. Mm. So Metropolitan is kind of the first to act, but they warned that they were going to do that, and I don't think anyone's really mad about that. There's another water district in Southern Nevada, the Southern Nevada Water Authority. They told me yesterday that they haven't yet, but they might also take some of their surplus out, right, if the drought contingency plan doesn't get approved. So basically, everyone's sending a message that everyone needs to approve the contingency plan. And so that message is being sent mainly to Arizona because it's the only state that hasn't approved it yet.
Right. We're the last ones here. Okay. So this is a pressure tactic, but it's also a contingency tactic for LA and for lots of places that already have stakes in this as well, right? Because the levels are so low in Lake Mead.
Mm-hmm, that's right. And they can store it elsewhere. So they can pump it into groundwater or into other surface storage that they have. So it is a preemptive kind of defensive move in the event that they're not allowed to take out their water. And this is all surplus water, too. And Metropolitan has said that if the drought plan gets approved, they'll likely be able to put that water back into the lake.
So where does this put us in terms of the broader drought contingency plan and the health of this sort of reserve of water that we're looking at reaching really low levels? With the largest water supplier in the country making a move like this preemptively, does that bode poorly for the rest of us?
It could. I guess, well, obviously it's very complicated, but the lake level is about 6 feet above where it would be currently to trigger a shortage declaration. And so it's projected to fall below that level over the course of the next year anyway, no matter what Metropolitan is doing. Mm-hmm. And so everyone's waiting to see the feds are the ones that make that declaration. And it would happen in August based on their projections of where the lake is likely to be in January of next year. So everyone's waiting for them to make that call on whether they expect a shortage to be declared with or without Metropolitan's withdrawals and whether or not Arizona approves the drought contingency plan.
Okay, so looking forward with this latest development, does it look to you like this is going to put the necessary pressure on the other stakeholders, particularly Arizona's water stakeholders, to do what they need to do here?
Yeah, I think so. So Arizona is currently figuring it out. As you know, there's a bunch of agreements that are in the works. And it seems like things are moving forward. I mean, the State Department of Water Resources posted its plan December 31st, and comments are due next week on the 14th. And then there's special board meetings happening later this month. And then the legislative session also starts the 14th. And they're working with lawmakers on a package to approve those various agreements. So it seems like people in Arizona are aware of the pressure and the need to move, and they're moving.
Okay. All right. That's Deborah Kahn, California Environment and Transportation Reporter for Politico Pro. Deborah, thank you for joining us this morning.
Yeah, thank you. My pleasure.